Well, great to have Richo with us. Try the new spicy McChicken range, only at Macca's. Choose wisely and test your tongue.
Very much looking forward to getting to Macca's. Now, G.
Here we go.
G Bung, yes. The Polo Club. What happened with you with this pogo stick setup that we saw with Fox?
Good question.
I didn't see it. It's part of the promo. Right. I haven't seen it in its entirety. I can't comment. I know I had to jump on a pogo stick, which is a damn hard thing to do.
Now, I once heard you say something really interesting. When you used to host a footy show, there'd be times when you had to get into character.
Yes.
And you used to believe, I'm going to be made a fool of, so I might as well get right in and own it.
That is the only way you can do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because if you half do it, you're going to look like an idiot anyway.
You're going to look like a tool, so you might as well go full tool.
So did you full tool it with pogo stick?
Full.
Yeah,
full.
I saw it and I can confirm you did.
Righto, Caulfield, come on, let's go. I've got the paper here. Yes, last week was just a warm-up.
That's not
a great week, but today you're back.
No, that's right. We had a couple of winners last week, so we haven't burnt the whole house down.
Right.
But at the same time, it's been a setback.
Not
so we're ready to relaunch.
Analogy,
yeah, it's a poor analogy.
So
I apologise.
Get a better one next time.
Number 9, Aktau, is an international. Now, he's up against Just Benjamin. Now, Just Benjamin will be the favourite.
Best bet.
Who, Just Benjamin?
Mm.
Yeah, and everyone will have it as your best bet.
Right.
And it'll start $2.
Okay.
But Aktau, last start, could have beaten it, was inconvenienced halfway down the straight, meets it 2 kilos better off, and Aktau can beat it, and you'll get $3 versus $2.
You make a good case.
And if you're looking for a roughie, and I'll give you a roughie in every race, this is one you throw in your trifectas in your first four.
Mm-hmm.
Horse around fourth in a Hobart Cup, trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, you'll get $15 approximately in Taika Mochi, horse number 2.
I'm going to put R next to those ones.
R for roughie.
Yep.
Nine major bet, number 2, roughie.
Race 2.
Race number 2.
Can I just pull you up there? Because we just had a little bit of feedback about Richo straight after the show last Friday from somebody we ran into in the corridor just down the road there, TC. And he said the odds that you were giving on the Friday were early week odds.
Were they?
Yeah, he said that you were giving the odds on the Friday for horses for the Monday of this week.
Oh, come on.
So are these up-to-date odds?
Well, I'm just grabbing.
Or are you just trying to make them sound a bit juicier than what they actually are?
I've just got the Herald Sun.
That's the age.
This is the Herald Sun.
Righto, okay.
Microphone here.
Come on.
Let's
go.
Race number 2,
yep.
One of the best bets of the day. Horse number 3, Adelaide Ace. Gets to 1,800 metres, is a huge tick. It's had 2 runs this preparation.
This is your
both
best,
at 1,400 metres, one of the best.
I'm putting a B next to it.
Put
there.
A B.
Okay.
Adelaide Ace, an absolute beauty.
And R?
I haven't got an R.
Righto, race 3.
So I don't want to just throw R's around willy-nilly.
You don't need an R.
Hang on, I'm looking at the Ararat Cup.
Tim's doing the form for Ararat.
Ararat Cup. Hey, it's a good meeting up at Ararat. We get to the Zetative Stakes, named after one of the great 2-year-olds of all time. Race number 3, everyone will be on Pandemic. It'll be an odds-on favourite. That's horse number 2.
B?
No. You know what? When in doubt, let's just have something small on number 6, Express Pass. At $7.50. Well, only a 7-horse field, so it's sort of one of the outsiders. Right.
Luke Around Curry, 7. I like him too.
We love Luke Curry. Mm. He's going for back-to-back blue diamonds. Of course, he won the race last year too.
He's in good form.
With Lyre.
I'm going to put O next to that.
What's O mean?
Outsider.
Thank you. I love your little codes here that are going through.
Race 4.
We get to the Mannerism
you're
Stakes.
You're going to confuse yourself.
I have no idea what they mean.
What did Mannerism won a really good race?
It's a staying race. It was owned by John O'Neill and Leon Cameron.
No.
Caulfield Cup.
Mannerism did win a Caulfield Cup.
Wasn't he owned by John O'Neill?
No, it was owned by the Griffiths family.
Oh, Mummify.
You're thinking about Mummify. Same sort of era, though.
I know, I think so.
I know, good work
not by
you.
By me.
Yeah, solid by you. Now, number 2, Aristia.
Yep.
Into the All-Star Mile will be Cherry Wright first up. She's an Oaks winner.
Yep.
You can get $5.
See?
That is your number 1 bet. Then your roughie is...
I'm going to put P next to that.
Peeve.
Primary bet.
You're going to stuff yourself up. You've got O's, your P's, you've got R's, and you can put an R next to, you've got an R next to number 8 in Power Dream. $17 in the Herald Sun. This is the price that I'm quoting at the moment.
Juicy.
$17 in the Mannerism Stakes.
These will all go up on our website because I know there are people driving and they like to know where they are.
Please drive very carefully.
Track be dead tomorrow?
No, we don't say dead anymore.
Good
it's soft.
Okay.
It's soft. No, no, it'll be upgraded to a good four, I reckon.
Okay.
Because they're...
I think that's what I said, good four.
Oh, okay, sorry. Someone's a bit antsy.
Rollo Roy Lance.
Sorry, Keith Hillier.
Rollo.
Rollo.
Grace Fry.
He was a beauty. Rollo Roy.
He had a tinge of red, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a World of Sport man.
Yeah, he was. Jack Elliott.
When I bring back World of Sport, which is my dying... hope you're going to be the racing man.
He's going to be the Rollo.
You're going to be Rollo Roy Lance. And we're going to swing you into the bike riding.
You haven't got a different role for me?
No. But
can I do wood chop?
No, the bike riding race and the racing. That's it. Then you can have a pie and a beer and a dart out the back. Righto, race five.
I used to give Rollo about a minute and a half on a Sunday morning.
And Jack Elliott got about 30 seconds. He'd just spray everyone and off he'd move. We get to the Armanasco Stakes. There's a $1 million filly here who ran third in the, and a narrow third in the 1,000 guineas. She's second up. And you know what they've done?
What?
Microphone head?
What?
They've put the blinkers on.
Oh, good idea. Oh,
nice. You know what? Just like you need it at times, just to bloody concentrate on the job at hand.
Well, what's the name?
It's number four, South Bank. It's $4.
Four.
Let's have a bet there.
Bet?
Let's have a bet there.
Right, race six. I know I haven't got a letter for that one because you haven't given me enough info. Race six.
Well, what more can I do? I've only tipped one horse.
Certainty, best bet,
well,
roughly.
There's no such thing as a certainty in sport. No. It's a good bet.
Good, gee, well, there you go.
P for
G.
Primary.
G. I put G there for a good bet.
Hang on. Now you've got P.
I've got an R, a B, a P, and a G.
Right.
Race six.
You might confuse yourself here. One of the best bets of the day,
spoke
race six.
The Glen Boss earlier.
Oh, what did Bossy say?
He likes Colding. Happy with his horse, Colding.
Yeah, but he did he give you the feeling?
8.5 out of 10 he gave it.
Thank you. Mm. 10 out of 10 All Star Mile Day.
Yes, he said it's building to that.
Yeah. So therefore, in the futurity, there's a 3-year-old who's just been sold to start over in New Zealand who wants to win every single race.
Oh yeah.
And it's for the Kenny Callender special, horse number 8 in Thupa Theth.
Oh yes.
It is $2.90. Yes. Sunshine Sally was at $2.90. Well, she was 66 to 1, wasn't she? So number 8, Super Seth.
Best.
One of the good bets of the day.
RG.
Then have a little roughy
on
number 4, Wild Planet. You'll get $20 on
what
the day.
What the dickens?
Now, this ran first up. You should have seen it, Timothy.
Mm.
It was held up. I want to. I feel like grabbing my racing.com app and just showing you the replay because this horse was held up the entire straight. Right. And I think he's got a lot of promise. Okay. He's in a really tough race.
Not even in the top four for the Herald Sun blokes, so who? I like it.
Okay, just the
Blue Diamond Stakes.
Here
the
we go.
Group one race.
The 50th running of the Blue Diamond. Everyone will be backing Hanseatic.
Tough draw.
I love the Sydney colt who had a nice turn of foot that was beaten by Hanseatic last start. Mm. I think it'll improve at Caulfield, having its second start there. It's number 6 rulership.
Right.
You can get $6. Yep. You can back it each way really confidently. Mm.
C. Confident.
Okay, what about EW for each way?
And
at $6.
Righto.
Now, then if you're looking for a couple of fillies at a nice price that you could throw in, can I suggest numbers 12, 13, Muntasira, and Personal.
Mm.
They will be, they're at $10 and $19 respectively. They will run really good races.
Can I just ask you a question about this race? Yeah, because Mar and Eustace have got 6 horses in this race.
Equal record of all time.
Mm.
Hayes and Dabinick had 6 a couple years ago.
When you've got 6 horses in a race,
what
are you thinking as a trainer?
Well, you're thinking, considering that there's 15 runners in the race because Fayera is scratched, you've got a really good chance of getting a big prize. It's a great achievement for the stable to get 6 2-year-olds into the best 2-year-old race in Victoria.
Mm.
That's one big achievement.
Mm.
If you're suggesting, can they work together to get the ultimate result? No.
Okay.
There's no team riding in Australian racing. In Europe, damn straight they would.
Okay.
In Europe, they'd say...
They get suspended for it?
No.
You're allowed to?
Yeah, you're allowed to have pacemakers.
Right?
So in Europe, you could say, well...
This is a 1,200-metre race,
I'd say. They could say, well, Gary, you don't have a nice turn of foot, so you go forward and just set the pace because you're a bit of a
face
chomper.
Face the breeze.
You're a bit of a chomper.
Let the whisk come out the side.
And the whisk just sit behind you, and here you can drag whisk
and then the flying flog down the outside.
And then the flying flog, the number one man, will sit on whisk's tail and go, whooshka.
Listen, hold that. There's 2 races to go, races 8 and 9. Richard, I'll be back with them. Get a Rockstar car park 2 minutes from the terminal. Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone, and Keyser struggling with back pain. Time to try Keyser. Races 8 and 9 after the break. Jason Richardson's with us. We've got two races to go. Europa League action at the moment. Arsenal 1, Olympiacos 0. That's in the 85th minute. So that looks pretty well. I won't say it's done and dusted.
No, yes. And we had to wait until Friday for our call of the week. That's Hillary in Croydon. She goes into the draw to win a brand new Toyota GX2 wheel drive. Great Toyota deals on 2019 plated stock search Toyota value. Now, Hillary rang. She said that she had been supporting Rich. I don't know whether you heard Hillary very early in our program. She'd been supporting Melbourne for 69 years, which led the Wisp to ask this question about whether or not Gary was one of her favourite players of all time.
You know, I love the Demon.
Was Gary one of your favourite players, Hillary?
He was, but he was a bit of a snob.
That's a short answer. She went on to say that I hadn't smiled at her at the
at Luna Park.
She knows you well.
No, I've got a question without notice. Just one one for the last half hour.
Okay, sure.
At race two, and this is in the form guide of the Herald Sun. Race two, number two is a horse called Nonconformist.
Yeah,
drawn barrier five, so it's got a little five in brackets, and then it's got in brackets TW, H, and N. Now I know track. It's one at the track and it's one in the wet. What's the H and N stand for?
It's one on. It's one honourably.
And it won when no one gave it a chance.
H and M.
Someone will tell us. Someone out there will know. What is the H and N in the little code? Because there's no sort of deciphering code for us.
No. So, it is bizarre. I mean,
so Richo doesn't know.
Mm. Well, I
has mumps.
Well, I don't. I don't use the old Herald Sun form.
No, I know that. But Montessera, it's one.
What's Montessera? Okay, what's that?
With an H next to it.
Would it be
okay? So therefore, it must have won at the distance.
No, that'd be D, not H. You'd pickle.
No, no. But I'm trying to decipher because I'm thinking Montessera.
You can have D. Or there's already a D, isn't it? Yeah. Adelaide Ace has got a D next to it.
Adelaide Ace has got a D. Okay.
Does it just simply mean honourable mention?
H.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean honourable mention.
Everyone would have an H then. What, so when you go for this is not to see whether it can win or lose. These are facts.
These are the actual stats.
Right, okay.
H.
Beat horses at the same height? Right, someone will tell us.
We've got a like that, don't you?
I trialled it during the
He's enjoyed his own
Race 8 and 9.
He's reflected on his own
Oakley Plate's important race.
He trialled it during the ad break.
And it got lukewarm and he goes, I'm still going to go with it. All right, the Oakley Plate's a beauty. It's been run since the 1800s. Bivouac is the favourite and he is an outstanding three-year-old. So, look, he probably should win. The two three-year-olds, he and Anaheed, are the two standouts. Yep. But if you're looking for...
I'm looking for the winner.
Okay, that's I'll back Bivouac.
Right.
But then I'm going to have a couple of little... You know what I'm going to give you here?
Put a tent
I'm giving you a roughie and then I'm going to give you a ridiculous roughie, a double R.
Give me an R.
Now, a roughie is horse number 7, Trope. It's
$11.
Now, horse number 14.
You don't get a double R often.
G. Yep.
That's 100 to 1, Richo, in the paper. Jeez.
Horse number 14 is 100 to 1.
Now, you're not being stupid, are you?
No, no. Its name's Mystico.
Explain why.
Mystico has the ability, because it will be ridden, it'll be wide. Late in the day, they will swoop. It will run. It can run a really big race. And I reckon you can it can run into a place.
That's a triple R.
It can run into a place, and it's 100 to 1.
The caller reckons H
for
home track. It's
H
one
for
of the
home
track. How do we know what its home track?
Well, Nonconformist is trained by Mar and Eustace, so that this would be its home track.
There you go. Is H Adelaide Ace home track?
No. No, it's trained by Lindsay Smith down at Warrnambool. That's why it doesn't have an H.
Adelaide Ace has got a D.
That's right. It's one of the distance.
What's the M then?
N.
Oh, N.
N, I said. So we've got H, we need N. Righto, last race.
Last race is a beauty, and Kingswell Dream will be the short price favourite. Back, you know what they say about a mare in form? Just keep following her. Miss Siska for the Davenport family who made boxer shorts that you made famous, Tim, back in the day. Back in the 80s.
They had Haylist.
They had Haylist as well.
They did.
And this is Haylist's sister.
Miss
Siska.
Same colours.
Once again for Kenny Callender. Miss Siska and Sunshine Sally in the same race with Super Theft. So Miss Siska with Graham Begg and Damien Lane, $4.40. Have something also on the each way, a little peachy on the eachy.
Peachy on the eachy. P-E.
Number 8, Con. Stan.
Hey, we spoke to Bossy.
Yeah, Bossy thought it was okay.
He liked it.
Mate, this is
he didn't
a
give
horse,
it an 8.5 out of 10, though.
This is a horse who could be a factor when we get to, say, an Australian Cup. He was fourth in the Caulfield Cup. He's a proper stayer. If he's ready at 1,800 metres, he might be the way that David Hayes, this is his last ever meeting at the Blue Diamond meeting. And the Hayes family have won 18 Group 1s on this day. They've got a great record. Hayes is, of course, heading over to Hong Kong.
I know that.
He might finish in style.
So what's your very, very best, your VVB?
The Kenny calendar. Mm. It's got to be Super Theft.
Super Theft.
So race 6, number 8, Super Theft.
So if Constantinople was coming back in distance, would they have to change its name to Condescending?
Not bad by you.
You should have tried that.
You saved it up for the last 10 seconds of our week. Hey, the N won at night. You should have known that.
You should have known that.
Come on.
At night. Lift.
Conformist hasn't won at night,
that's what our caller said. So we're
going
with it.
Must have been at Pakenham.
You can come back next Friday.
At Pakenham's.
Everyone enjoy Cane Corns coming up. We'll see you on Monday from 6. Well done, Richard.
See you, mate.